11 Texas Senate Democrats are still biding their time in New Mexico in an effort to block their Republican colleagues in the state Senate from redistricting. And in more upbeat state legislative news, California has finally passed a budget. It was about a month late. California has plenty of other company. Nevada, Connecticut, and New York have also missed their budget deadlines. And Oregon is still trying to settle on its. But we wondered, what really is the single most dysfunctional state legislature? This is a question for Day to Day's Mike Pesca. Mike, every State House correspondent I've ever heard from Austin to Augusta, thinks their own legislature is the worst. They can't all be right.
Agreed. It's such an intriguing question, so I made some calls. I started with Fred Siegel, who's the author of The Future Once Happened Here, The Fate of America's Big Cities. He also knows a lot about states, and here's what he said.
New York, California, Rhode Island, Louisiana, Mississippi, those are all in the top tier for being hideous.
And what does he mean? Why those five, Mike?
Well, they break down into a few distinct categories. Mississippi, Siegel says, is a government for the lobbyists, by the lobbyists. New York State is controlled by the leaders of the Senate, the Assembly, and the governor. They decide on everything, and the actual legislators are just puppets. And in California, political science types will tell you that their hands are tied by ballot propositions.
So what about the other two examples, Rhode Island and Louisiana?
That's just good old-fashioned graft. In the case of Louisiana, their history of charismatic corruption is embodied in this man.
The only way by which we can ever bring this country out is to redistribute the wealth.
Louisiana Governor and Senator Huey Long. But Pelican State graft continues through the present, according to political guru C.B. Forgotson. He told me about his state's trifecta of corruption.
At one point, we had a former governor, former elections commissioner, former insurance commissioner, all in prison at the same time.
Forgotson is a former chief counsel for the Louisiana House of Representatives Appropriations Committee. It pains him that the people of his state are so unfazed by the rampant corruption. Like gumbo, it's available on every street corner. Here's a good example.
Years ago, there was a 60 Minutes piece about some legislators being stung, I believe in South Carolina, by the feds. And they had film of the legislators coming in and getting $250 apiece to buy their votes. And I would have thought that would have just scared the hell out of our legislators. Their reaction was nothing like that. The reaction was, can you believe they sold their votes so cheaply? I wouldn't have sold mine for less than $2,500.
Mike, that's a pretty persuasive story right there that Louisiana's the number one bad state, huh?
Well, Louisiana might be on the face the most corrupt, but in some other states, it's not so much corruption in the kickback sense as it is that the political process has just become corrupted. So instead of stuffing ballot boxes, states just redraw the districts to ensure incumbents continually get reelected.
Yeah, that's gerrymandering. It's, I think, some of the argument in Texas right now. It's gone on for a long time, though. Is it any worse than it's been?
Well, the political scientist that I spoke with, Fred Siegel, says it is worse, and he says it's because of the computer. Computers can analyze voting trends and demographic data to create these Franken-districts.
Well, if people still get to vote, not that a majority of people bother with that anymore, if they still get to vote, though, can't they just throw the rascals out?
Yeah, the idea is you get together with your neighbors and the people on your block and you back a candidate of your choosing. The problem is, your neighbor might have a different assemblyman than you, and you might have two different senators, and even your U.S. representative might be different. According to Fred Siegel, it's a good thing for democracy when you could turn to your neighbor and be sure that you're eligible to vote for the same people.
Does Fred Siegel have any solutions to offer for all this?
Well, you know, what we're looking for is someone to spell out some slim hope for the future of democracy, and I'm not going to be the one to do that. But I will mention that Siegel and others talk about some good states, like Colorado and Iowa. They're pretty efficient. They have pretty good legislatures. So the point is, it's possible. It's just not common.
You still haven't come up with the number one most corrupt, worst functioning state, Mike. Who are you going to go with?
You know what? I'm going to go with the hometown state, New York, 19 straight missed budgets in a row.
Mike, sticking up for the home team. We're all proud of you. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.